Carmen Hogan. Carmen is on the Chippewa County Fair Board. And Carmen, we had a little rain earlier, but it has stopped, so people can come out, right?
We did. We had a little rain shower this morning. It just kind of settled the dust.
And the smoke.
And the smoke. It actually is a beautiful afternoon out here.
That's right. Boy, how did the Johnny Holm band go last night?
It was a fantastic show put on by Johnny.
Yep.
He always puts on a really good show for us. We do that usually on Thursday evening for our kids and youth, and we had a lot of adults sitting in the crowd and dancing away.
Yeah, well, I first saw Johnny Holm back in 1975 when I was 18 years old, so me and Johnny go back a long ways. So
that's probably about us, too.
That's right. He brings a lot of generations in, doesn't he?
He does. It was really fun last night listening to him because he'd look at the kids and they were singing along, and it was, how do you know that song? So, yep.
You bring them just about every year, though, don't you?
Yep, okay. Yep. We do. We've had him booked prior. Yep. With COVID coming in, we ended up, you know, everything kind of stayed the same.
Right. Carmen, how long have you been on the fair board?
I probably have been on the fair board for about 8-9 years.
Okay.
My husband served first, and then I was kind of one of them helpers and have come on the fair board, and I've served as the Chippewa County secretary for the past, I would say, at least 6 or 7 years.
Okay, good, good. Well, why don't you tell us what's happening at the fair today?
Today, Friday, we started out this morning at 7:30 with a phenomenal pancake feed served by the Linder Farm Network, and we had our three local FFA chapters serving that breakfast. It was a great meal this morning. We were supposed to have Lynn Kettleson here, but I fortunately got a phone call about 7 a.m. from him that he had a family emergency that he needed to. He was actually driving into the fairgrounds when he got the call and had to return to Owatonna, and has already told me we will be back next year. Put me back on the schedule. He apologized, and I just hope that everything back home is good today.
Good, good, good to hear. So.
And today we also had our sheep show. We had our 4-H horse drill team. We had our 4-H beef show, which will be starting here very shortly at 3 o'clock. Our carnival opens at 3 with the wristbands. It's from 6 to 10. The hospital, CCM Health, has brought in an obstacle course and slide. And I know Paul has gotten a shirt, and there's a little story behind the shirt, and I think he's going to have CCM Health on. And when they come and hand you a shirt, you must stay in that shirt for a little time to win a prize, and they're doing also some chair massages. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be tomorrow, but they're over in our other commercial building. We have our turtle races beginning at 3 o'clock, and our beer garden will open at 4, and our youth archery range will also open at 4. And at 4 to 7, we have the Seatbelt Convincer, and that is sponsored by the Safe Conditions Coalition. And at 5 p.m., you can't beat this next meal. The Cattleman's Steak Fry will be coming in. And with that saying, too, also at 4 o'clock, we have a majestic motorcycle stunt show that is out of Vegas, Las Vegas. And they will be doing a show today at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and a night show at 9:30 between the Fabulous Armadillo's break.
Okay, I heard they're absolutely phenomenal, their show. They put a motorcycle in the big round ball cage, right?
Three of them.
Three motorcycles.
They start out with one, they go to two, they go to three. And it's two men and a woman, and they are phenomenal.
Yep. That's a great show. So that's this afternoon at 4.
4, 6, and 9:30.
Okay.
And that show is at approximately about 30 minutes.
Okay. And there's actually no charge for that show because your admission price to the fair gets you into that.
Yes. We went to a $10 gate. Anybody's 7 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And our grandstand, go back to the burnout contest, which was Wednesday night. Johnny, car races tonight. Everything, once you're in the gate, except for the carnival and the food, is included in your gate admission.
Okay. All right. The Armadillos tonight, the tribute to the Eagles band?
Correct.
And what time's that start?
That is beginning at 8:30.
Okay. All right, Carmen. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll talk about Saturday and Sunday our next visit.
Thank you.
How about that?
Thank you. Come on out.
All right. Come on out to the Chippewa County Fair here in Montevideo. It's a great fair, and they had a great time last night. You heard Carmen mention about Johnny Home Band and the Armadillos tonight. Can't miss that.
So. And don't miss the Speedway. Fiesta City Speedway.
Yeah, the races tonight.
The races tonight are Friday night.
All right. Then everybody loves races.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to finish my malt here. It's my malt today, supporting the, starting to melt right now, but support the Montevideo Lions Club.
Yes.
They're good malts.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
Thanks, Carmen.
You bet.
Carmen Haugen on the Chippewa County Fair Board, and just want to encourage everybody to come on over to the fair, and we'll continue with our live broadcast this afternoon here.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by United Prairie Bank Madison, United Prairie Agency, the Madison Liquor Store, Fisher Furniture, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Brian Tevin, Lackparl Farm Bureau, Sarlet's Music of Morris, REC, Montevideo, Madison Bottling, Lackparl Historical Society, Madison Optical, and Lackparl Co-op Oil Company. Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you by Shivel Mutual Insurance, Jim's Market of Canby, Erickson Chevrolet, Minnesota West Community and Technical College, Hair Razor and Kane, Sarah Valla, Golden Harvest Seeds, MVTV Wireless, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Cadet's Chiropractic of Canby, WD Tours, Heather Floral and Greenhouse, Neon Needles Dawson, Livestock Systems Dawson, and Lee Motor Company. 2:38 here at Q92, and back we go to the Chippewa County Fair and Paul Ramo.
Yeah, broadcasting underneath the grandstand here at the Chippewa County Fairgrounds. Once again, and we're going to talk 4-H. Of course, county fairs, 4-H is a huge part of county fairs, and Chippewa County Fair has a great 4-H program, and Marianne Anderson is joining us. Hi, Marianne.
Hello, how are you?
Good to see you again.
Oh, it's always fun to see you.
I understand you're doing double duty a little bit, huh?
Yes, I am. I've been filling in Chippewa County since the end of May.
Okay.
For them, and hopefully someone will apply and step up. Yeah.
All right, and who do we have here with Marianne? Eliza?
Yep.
Okay, Buchanan?
Yeah.
Okay, and Eliza, where are you from?
I'm from here in Monty.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 16.
And what grade are you going into?
I'll be a junior.
All right. So you've been in 4-H for a long time?
Yep. Ever since I could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing at the Chippewa County Fair for 4-H? Some of the events you're in.
I show dairy, and actually in half an hour here, I'm going to go help a friend show some beef cattle. So.
Oh. So you're busy.
Yep.
She had lots of projects also in the 4-H building.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of projects did you have, Eliza?
I do a little bit of everything in the building.
Oh.
So there's a wide variety.
Okay. Keeps you busy, 4-H does then, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. Marianne, tell us a little bit about what's been happening here with the 4-H here at the fair.
Okay. Well, we had our sheep show this morning, and that went very well. And yesterday, I do believe they had the poultry.
They had poultry, rabbits, and I think that's it.
Okay. And then today, also today, the horse drill team did a little presentation.
Okay.
And then this afternoon, the llama show will be happening.
Yeah. So, weren't you a judge for that or something?
I am a judge, but I'm not judging here today.
Okay.
For the llama show. But yes, I do judge.
That's interesting. What do you look for when you judge a llama show?
Thank you. The 4-H'ers are judged in showmanship, so how they present the animal, handle the animal, you know, and that includes all the grooming of the animal, and then of course some knowledge of, you know, what they, how they take care of it, what's the most important nutrient that you give your llama.
Wow.
And things like that. And then they also do an obstacle course, which they have 10 different obstacles that they must complete.
Wow.
And then the fun one is the costume class, and that is a huge event down at the State Fair also.
I didn't realize, is there a lot of llama farms around here, or llamas around here?
No, there's okay. Not a lot. A lot of times llamas are used for guarding in pastures.
Oh.
And everything, so those are a little harder to train as a show animal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eliza, were you here for Wednesday when it was so hot?
Yes, I was.
Did you have the show in that?
I didn't have to show. I don't show till tomorrow at 1, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was brutal Wednesday, wasn't it, Marianne?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It was hard to breathe, so I just went
very hard, yeah, yeah.
All right, Eliza, talk a little bit about what are you going to show. What did you show this morning?
I didn't show this morning.
Not yet, okay.
I'm going to show beef for someone,
okay.
One of their cows. So you just lead the cow around the ring and then set them up so the judge can come look. So.
Okay. Talk about how do you train your cow? How do you work with them? Take us through a daily routine.
So for me, for our cattle, we will try and start when they're calves so they're less weight and less dangerous for you. So you try to halter break them when they're calves so they're easier to do when they're adults. So that just entails keeping a halter on them for a short period of time during the day and then leading them around so they learn how to walk. And then we often do that with, like, a bucket of grain in hand, so they'll come to the grain and then they...
Get it reward-like?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would do that. I mean...
Would you?
Yeah.
There you go.
You train me really well with food. do you like doing that?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. What do you like about 4-H?
I like the different, like, the wide varieties of activities that can be done, and that there's something for everybody.
Okay. Now, Marianne, you mentioned... Eliza was in something else. You're doing some other things?
Yeah.
What was that?
I did a bunch of building projects.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
What is that, building project?
So, like, photography, arts and crafts, shop, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And she also has a youth leadership project in there, which her and her mother and I did a wildlife adventures camp, two of them this summer, one in June and one in July. And then she led a lot of the activities, and we were down at the Lockport County Park.
Okay.
And so then we had a lot of different things where we did geology, mussel collecting, and then we did some campfire cooking, and then scat and tracks and different things like that. Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's a lot of things you can do in 4-H then.
Exactly.
Wow.
It doesn't.
Awesome.
You don't always have to own an animal.
Okay.
Definitely not.
You don't have to own an animal. Okay.
Nope.
I think I'm having Lauren McCosh and her brother Cooper come in later.
Okay.
To talk about their 4-H activities.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I understand they did pretty good in the last couple of days, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. We'll visit with them too. So.
Well, thank you.
Marianne, where's your dog, Hemi? He's always by your side.
He is always by my side, but he's at home, I think, just enjoying peacefulness and quietness, you know, and all that. But I know he probably would have been so happy to be here and talking to you today.
That's right. I always like, Emmy and I get along really well.
You do.
Okay.
You do.
Good.
Yes.
All right, before I let you go, I got to ask you what your favorite fair food is. I always ask everybody I talk with on the radio, what's your favorite? I just pulled, actually, for your listeners listening, I just pulled Marianne and Eliza from the Mexican place behind me here. Mexican food, so.
It is good. It is good. I haven't eaten everything, but
well,
I mean.
See my malt in front of me here?
It's melted.
It's melted. I'm doing too much talking. Eliza, what's your favorite fair food?
I'd have to say one of my favorite things at the state fair is fried pickles or Sweet Martha's.
Ooh.
So
ooh.
I think those are my top two.
Fried pickles.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
You've never had that?
Not a fried pickle.
You need to try them.
Okay, I'll do
that. They have a batter on them.
All right.
And mine would have to be cheese curds. I don't like a lot of them. I just like one or two. And then cotton candy, I do like.
Wow. You know, you're the second person that said cotton candy.
See?
I don't think of that as fair food.
Oh, well, where else would you get cotton candy?
Fair, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks for sitting down in the booth here and visiting with us.
Anytime. Anytime.
Yeah.
Yes, it
was
good.
That's Marianne Anderson. She's the 4-H Extension Educator. I like that title. What's your title, Liza?
I'm just a 4-H'er.
Oh.
Not I'm just a 4-H'er. I'm a 4-H'er. That's what you are.
Okay. Thanks, Eliza and Marianne.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. That's broadcasting from the Q92 Fair booth here underneath the grandstand at the Chippewa County Fair. Come on over. The Fabulous Armadillos, tribute to the Eagles.
Oh, that's cool. It's my favorite band.
Tonight, 8:30. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Maynard's favorite band, too, I think.
Ooh.
Or one of them.
Wow.
All right, back to you, Maynard. We'll continue with our live broadcast from the Chippewa County Fair here this afternoon.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs on Q92 brought to you in part by Folkestead Furniture, House of Spirits Appleton, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Olson Sanitation, Heartland Eye Care, Fiesta City Liquor in Montevideo, Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency Appleton, Heartland Motors of Morris, Dawson Liquor Store, Co-op Credit Union Montevideo. Fair broadcast brought to you in part by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Nortonville, Appleton Area Health, Prairie Sun Bank, Ag Plus Cooperative, Hometown Flooring and Blinds of Hancock, Southwest Insurance of Canby, Doug Service of Marine, and CCM Health, Montevideo.